return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, I'm Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. Alabama has again set a new record low unemployment rate. Alabama's August unemployment rate is 3.1%, down from July's rate of 3.3%. Wilcox County remains the highest unemployment at 6.9%. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby today announced that five local airports across the state of Alabama will receive $2.63 million in FAA grants. The federal funding was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation for various airport improvements to support infrastructure construction, safety advances, and equipment acquisition. And Governor Kay Ivey is undergoing surgery for lung cancer today. She made the announcement yesterday. Governor Ivey says over the past few weeks, her longtime family doctor found a spot on her lung during a routine exam. Ivey says more tests confirmed that it was a small tumor. This morning, Governor Ivey had an outpatient procedure at UAB. I'm Ellis Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pictures of Justin Trudeau in racist makeup have emerged. The first tweeted by Time magazine.
The Houston area is in the grips of a major flood emergency. The remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda dumping staggering rainfall amounts along the southeast Texas coast.
The whistleblower complaint at the center of the showdown between Congress and the executive branch involves Ukraine.
There is an allegation of some kind of promise that the president made to a foreign leader.
Before it erupted in flames, killing 34 people, the conception wasn't seaworthy, properly maintained, or stocked with adequate safety equipment. Those are the staggering claims made by the boat's chef.
Troubles for Patriot star Antonio Brown. Nike has now dropped his endorsement deal after two women accused him of sexual misconduct.
The home rental company Airbnb is going public in 2020. Airbnb says it earned more than $1 billion in revenue in the second quarter of 2019. It has not said whether it was profitable.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60. With the goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can put in Reuben sandwiches. You can put in Cuban sandwich. You can put in the roast beef sandwich. You can put in mums. You can put in the peppers. You can put in corn. You can put in pies and cakes and candies and jams and all that. Up to $60 worth. Go over. It's on your ticket then. But if you're a first-time caller, you're going to have your name put in twice. We're going to do that drawing in about 30 minutes or so. So don't jam us up at the very end. Get in and get your name on the list. Did I cut? I did. I marked two as cut three. Um, I'm trying to
yeah, figure it out by
I
the
gotta
title.
I got to figure it out, yeah. The Comey Potential Indictment. The Comey Potential Indictment is the third one. The other one's the fourth one.
Okay.
Let's talk about James Comey now. There's a question as to whether or not he's going to face the possibility of prosecution. Mark Meadows from our show just yesterday.
The only thing that's been consistent about Director James Comey is his willingness to go after this president. One of the irregularities is that James Comey actually said that nothing that happened actually affected the investigation. And then we see in the Inspector General's report that some of the conversations that he had actually changed the action that he took, specifically trying to leak things to get the special prosecutor installed and called into action.
That leads to the obvious question here. Once we get the IG's report, which is still, we believe, a few weeks away, do you believe James Comey will face prosecution? Yes or no?
No, I don't. And I think, again, we are setting the wrong standard in our culture when we say everything's fine unless you're indicted. Comey's been dinged in two IG reports. He was found to violate his employment agreement. He leaked classified information to his attorney. Why is all of that not enough for him to be judged poorly by history? Why does it also take an indictment? He's not going to be indicted. So if that's what people expect, they're going to be disappointed. I'd rather set reasonable expectations. He's going to go down in history as a deeply partisan FBI director, and then history can mete out whatever punishment they want, but I don't think he's going to be indicted.
Yeah, matter of fact, unless something happens in this next round, and I'm looking forward to the IG report and what he's going to recommend, he recommend indictment, but then Barr decided not to prosecute. He recommended prosecution, and Barr decided not to. Our feeling at that time was that, well, maybe he's seeing that there's something bigger down the pike. I would be very eager to see what the IG report talks in particular about James Comey, in particular about Yates, particular about Rosenstein, and see where they are in this whole mix. So now let's continue on with prosecuting people fairly. And this is one part I really like about Trey Gowdy.
This is just a stain on some of the leading members of the previous administration. Is that where we are in the end?
I think it is. And I think at some level, Bill, that's going to have to be enough. I mean, again, we cannot live in a culture where everything is fine if you narrowly avoid indictment. I just think people have higher expectations for their public servants and their elected officials than for them to go around tweeting, aha, I wasn't indicted. I mean, I just think we ought to have higher expectations. I don't think he's going to be indicted. Look, what did we find out from the Greg Craig case? It's really hard to get a conviction, even if you are indicted. So there has to be a different standard other than prison or nothing.
The Inspector General says that he's going to assess Republicans' allegations. You say you don't think he's going to be indicted. Is there anything that's not being done that you believe should be done? What more needs to be done here?
I think my fellow citizens need to have other ways of assigning a consequence other than indictment. Michael Horowitz can't indict anyone. So, I mean, let's be really clear about that. Inspector General can't indict anyone. All he can do is refer the case to the Department of Justice. The same Department of Justice that said President Trump did not commit a crime refused to prosecute Jim Comey. So at a minimum, we got to be consistent. If Bill Barr was right in his analysis of the obstruction of justice, then is he not also right when he failed to prosecute or declined to prosecute Jim Comey? I mean, we can't like them if they go after our enemies, but not like them if they go after our friends. I mean, that's relativism, and that's not a good thing.
Straight on the point with that one. He's hit that one pretty well. Can you swing over the Meadows and Jim Jordan thing as we're standing in that subject matter? Now, Senator Kennedy was funny yesterday. This is, they referred to Mark Meadows, and this was a Mark Meadows interview that happened on America's Newsroom late yesterday morning. We did not get to it because we were flush with calls here. But he's going to be talking about the Comey inconsistencies, which I think is important, and the fact that the IG is going to investigate.
A new front in the battle over how investigations into the president began. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz telling lawmakers his office will now assess new Republican allegations of inconsistencies in congressional testimony by former FBI Director James Comey. It is time for our headliner, Congressman Mark Meadows, who sits on the Oversight Committee. In that referral about inconsistencies, what is it exactly that you want Horowitz to investigate and look into?
Well, what we did was we went through his report, the IG's report on James Comey's testimony, and we compared that to the testimony that we had in congressional hearings. And we started to see that what he told congressional investigators and what he told the inspector general did not line up. They were not consistent. So we've identified multiple occasions where that happened. We're referring those to the inspector general to actually investigate. And that's what the genesis of all of this yesterday. Listen, James Comey's problems are just now starting. We've seen enough documents. We know the IG's report is coming out. And listen, the only thing that's been consistent about Director James Comey is his willingness to go after this president. And it's time that we hold him accountable.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to the guy that's such a nice guy. They named about a wine after him, Josh. Josh, hey, welcome aboard.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. I picked up a bottle of Josh yesterday.
All right. Can't go wrong with it.
There you go. Particularly with a really good steak.
Oh, which cut are you going with?
The New York Strip Prime.
Nice.
I know.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I was just giving y'all a call. I'm Alabama. I'm about to head back to Florida. And been listening in all morning, enjoying this beautiful weather. Got to sit on
I tell you, this weather, I cannot wait to get out in it. And I'll be doing that.
Football season.
It's just, this is ideal. I mean, on my deck, TV, queso, chips, salsa, and Corona. That will be going on with me tomorrow.
Say no more. Yeah, it was very good. But, yeah, I just wanted to holler in and maybe put my hat in, a name in the hat for the drawing and maybe be able to hit it on the way to Florida when I win it.
There you go, Josh. Give me a month and day of birth.
It's February 24th, and I'll be listening between 2:30 and 2:40 for it.
There you go. That's just in 20 minutes. Josh, thanks for the telephone call. Have a safe trip back.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Good old Josh. I can see him wheeling around to go pick that bad boy up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's continue on with Mark Meadows and talking about Comey's stories. And they don't match up. What he said to the committee and what he said to the IG don't add up. And you heard Justin Napolitano say it could be as simple as, you know, former Director Comey, can you explain the discrepancy here? And let me see if he can explain it to the IG. Listen in.
You were quoted yesterday saying, I'm finding a number of irregularities with regard to Comey's testimony. Give us one.
Yeah, and so for example, one of the irregularities was that James Comey actually said that nothing that happened actually affected the investigation. And then we see in the inspector general's report that some of the conversations that he had actually changed the action that he took, specifically trying to leak things to get the special prosecutor installed and called into action. And so that's one. There are a number of others where he said, well, I'm only taking these memos, these notes for my own personal use. And yet what we see from the inspector general's point of view, it was actually a calculated plan that he discussed with senior level officials to try to, in my opinion, entrap the president of the United States.
Okay, so can there be an explanation for that? Or do you believe he was lying?
Well, I believe that he was at times was not telling the whole truth to congressional investigators, even within the context of what he told Republicans versus what he told Democrats. There was a different story. Now, we know that from his television appearances, but this is the first time that we've seen inconsistencies where he told one thing to Congress, another to the inspector general, and those not matching up. Both of those have a requirement to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Ho Whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Let's go to the phones. Go to our good friend Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Friday.
Well, thank you. How you doing, friend?
I am doing extremely well.
Well, that's great. Sure enjoying the show and love these clips, especially of Trey Gowdy. And then while you were playing it, I started getting this tingling down my leg. And I started thinking, started wondering, and I said, I need to ask Dan this so that tingle could continue, is if there's a possibility that Trey Gowdy could be hired as a special prosecutor if some indictments are handed over.
He could be, yes.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be wonderful. That would be a nice tingle, wouldn't it?
I guarantee you, if someone knew that they had to face Trey Gowdy, they would probably just turn themselves in and admit guilt rather than go through the ringer, because that's what he'll do to them. He'll put them through the ringer. And I tell you what, I just love watching him interrogate somebody, because he just lays it up just perfect and lets them fall right into his trap, and then he nails them like a spider in a web, you know?
Yeah, a really good attorney who I have a lot of respect for said that Trey Gowdy is skillful getting the witness down the road that he wants him to go, and then bam, he hits it.
Absolutely. He guides them along that path, and, you know, he's, of course, like any good lawyer, he won't ask the question unless he already knows the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's leading him down that road already knowing the answers. And I tell you what, I just love that that look on their face of when they see where the line of question is going. And, you know, it's that look of you're going to feel just a little bit of pressure. And they do, but he lays it on them. But, I hope that could be one of the reasons he went ahead and resigned, so he could be eligible to prosecute some of these cases and restore the dignity and confidence in our judicial system. Because, Dan, without it, we're a land of laws. And without respect for the law, then we just don't have much. It's going to be a downward spiral.
I am in 100% agreement with you. It is, this is one of those times in America we better get this thing right.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm not getting anxious, because we haven't had any indictments yet, and we haven't had any people sent to the gallows, so to speak, because I know that a wise attorney general will know that they have to go very carefully, and they're going to have to feed this to the public in increments that they can digest and really understand and let it soak in, instead of just throwing it all at them at once. And I think that's what's been happening, because I think everybody now is understanding there's something very bad going on within our government. And it's very possible that somebody tried to attempt a coup on a duly elected president. And I think everybody really understands that. And so now they can go on to the next step and the next step, but they have to feed it to the public, because they can't take it all at once. They just can't. I mean, you know, we have different levels of education, and but more important than that, we have different levels of interest. So you have to feed it to them in a manner to where they'll eventually get it and take interest and take note. But I think Bill Barr is the man for the job, and I take great comfort in knowing that he looks like another successful attorney, Perry Mason.
Yeah, I think Barr was a brilliant choice, to be honest with you. And I say this out of all due respect, but Jeff Sessions could not have taken this to this level.
Jeff Sessions is too nice of a guy.
Yeah, and who's trying to please too many people? Bill Barr's not trying to please anybody, or he's trying to please himself, I guess, is the one. He's trying to be true to the law. But I just don't. I think Jeff Sessions just is, you're right, he's too nice of a guy. That's well spoken.
Yeah, you know, I think anything short of murder, he probably wasn't that interested in. I guess he figured if he focused his energies on trying to secure that border, all this other stuff would just go away, and it's just typical, usual politics that, you know, comes up every quadrennium.
Well, we wish Jeff Sessions the best of luck and best of life. I consider him a friend. I consider him a very good friend of this show. He's a conservative's conservative. And as a senator, a conservative U.S. senator, he was spectacular.
None better. None better. I agree with you. And I'm still proud that he was our senator, and he did us a great job. And he served this country well, and he served this state well. So
absolutely.
He has nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, and you know, for all we know, we don't know that he wasn't pursuing something. We'll never know.
Yeah.
And then just Bill Barr took up the mantle and carrying it on.
But, could very well have happened like that.
Yeah, it's quite possible. It's just that, any attorney that's prosecuting something, they can't go out and tell everybody what's going on, because that, number one, it's not fair, and number two, it will ruin their chances of having a successful prosecution, if that's what it comes down to. So just get out there and spill the beans.
There you go. Now you have to be very methodical. Rich, thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go to a break.
All right. Thank you.
Chad, hang on. Going to a quick break. Dan Mora Show will be right back.
The Dan Mora Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Mora Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF. Imagine Dan, what it's like up at the Highlands today.
Well, I'm not there yet, but I will be tonight.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm jealous.
Going to meet with a client now. But hey, so I have a secret source inside the DNI who has revealed to me who Trump was talking to on the phone and what the subject matter was.
Okay.
It was apparently a telephone call with Prime Minister Trudeau asking him how he got away with three instances of blackface.
we haven't even gotten to that today, man.
The funniest thing I've seen today is Trump's tweet that he put out on de Blasio announcing he's leaving the race. If you haven't seen it, it's
very funny.
Trump.
I haven't.
Read it, Joey. You got it in front of you? Can you pull it up?
Let me see how quickly I can do that.
Pull it up, because it is gold.
Yeah, it had me crack it up this morning. Great deal.
You look for it while I talk with Dan here. So, this whole thing about the Ukraine and everything. All right, so the big question is, so what? The so what is, okay, so I asked the Ukrainian government to open a case that they, through corruption, shut down against the vice president's son. It's very clear that the corruption occurred because the New York Times, Vanity Fair, and the Washington Post have all reported on it. I mean, that's the real story there, is what Biden did.
Exactly. And that's what, see, I don't know, you probably didn't hear that part of the show, but my group thinks that they're trying to get inoculated in front of a story. That the story is really Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and what happened. We played right. The clip of what he said. And so when something goes down on this, he's going to say, oh, this is just political.
Yeah, exactly. The other problem that Schiff is running into is that since the executive branch, the Office of the President of the United States, is not considered to be an intelligence,
yeah,
it is not covered under the Inspector General's rules for the DNI and the CIA and FBI are covered under. So there is no congressional oversight of what POTUS does with respect to foreign nations on this issue, this type of issue. And in fact, a president is acting at the nadir of his power when he's dealing with foreign leaders. That is the one area in the Constitution where it basically gives him plenary authority, you know? So I just don't see it going anywhere.
Well, let me tell you what, it's believed the reason they did it that particular way. This was a conversation that happened in July of 2017. There are transcripts of it out there, so you can just look at it. But it's not that this one person heard this conversation. A whole bunch of people saw the transcripts or heard the conversation. There's only one person that disagreed with it, and he's no longer there. And he was a holdover from Obama.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I have a feeling, I know this might come as a shock to you, that he might be political.
Yeah, there you go, and a deep state person.
I know it's hard to believe that the Obama administration put political people in intelligence positions, but, you know, all I got to say is Clapper, Comey, you know, what's his name, the head of the CIA?
Brennan,
Pat. Political hacks, all of them. Hey, Joey, did you find the tweet?
I believe I did.
Read it. It's funny.
Oh, no. Really big political news. Perhaps the biggest story in years. Part-time mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who is polling at a solid zero, but had tremendous room for growth, has shockingly dropped out of the presidential race. NYC is devastated. He's coming home.
Is that not the greatest tweet?
The room for growth part.
Room for growth.
He's coming home.
Well, I think he was below zero at some point, so room for growth is up. I just thought that is the kind of see now that is an effective use of Twitter by Trump. Instead of getting in fights with whoever the latest rap artist or Hollywood star is, I like this stuff. This is like classic, no doubt. And to get the news out on issues. I mean, I have no problem with him saying, hey, why are you investigating? Why are you talking about me? Go check out Biden and his son. You know, that's where the crime occurred. If you want to know why suddenly are you getting religion on that issue?
There you go. And notice ABC, NBC, and CBS have never played the part of Biden saying what he did.
Yeah, no kidding. And the amazing thing is even the New York Times and Vanity Fair, who are no friend of conservatives, have run the story.
Yeah.
You know?
Now they ran it. They ran it on page E5. But
yeah. Right below the sale on extra large bra and panties.
Or get your matzah at half price.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, you guys have a great weekend. Okay.
You have a safe trip up to the Highlands.
All right, appreciate it. Take care.
News 793.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today downplaying media reports that an intelligence official filed a whistleblower complaint against him for secret talks with a foreign leader.
I've had conversations with many leaders. They're always appropriate.
The Washington Post and New York Times say part of the complaint involves pressure put on Ukraine's new president. Congressional Democrats are working to see that complaint. The U.S. carries out an airstrike in Libya for the first time in nearly a year.
U.S. military says it killed 8 ISIS-affiliated fighters in a drone strike in southwest Libya outside the city of Mirzouk on Thursday. No civilians were injured or killed as a result of the strike.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Water rescues continuing in the Houston area today as the region was inundated with torrential rains by a tropical storm. At least 3 deaths in Texas are blamed on that storm. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time was drifting. 272-9228 if you want to get your shots in. So I hit the road. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jane. Jane, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I enjoyed your show. I listened to it at 12 o'clock hour. I'm outside listening to it.
Thank you very much.
I love it very much.
I appreciate the kind words.
I had the Cuban sandwich. That was the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Aren't the Cubans great there?
It was unbelievable. And I want to get in on today's drawing.
You got it. Give me a month and day of birth.
126.
126. You're in, Gene.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Shall we do the drawing with Gene's name now added into the mix?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this thing. And the winner is... Bud!
Bud? Bud, the truck driving man?
I believe so.
Who is up in, last time we talked to him, was up in New York State, outside of Buffalo.
Yeah, so Bud, give us a call. You got to have the right birthday. But give us a call, Bud.
Okay, bud, give me a call, 272-9228, so I can get you in, 334, of course, because I want to get you hooked up with your basket, my friend. I have a funny feeling if he's not listening, we might not, like, talk to him for, like, a week or so. Don't want that to happen. Let's see which way we want to go here. You got more Mark Meadows, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do Mark Meadows. Could only be the beginning.
So when you say that this could only be the beginning for James Comey, what are you suggesting as far as accountability or what could result from this referral to Horowitz?
Well, I don't know if it's as much our referral to Horowitz on this, because I know he's going to look at this. He admitted that he had not looked at all the congressional testimony and transcribed interviews when he made his criminal referral before. But what I'm referring to is really the documents that we've given to the Inspector General as it relates to the FISA abuse. Not only was there credibility issues with Christopher Steele's, but there was a lack of candor and transparency as it related to some of the briefings that they held with President-elect Trump and then President Trump. You know, it's a more a matter of what they didn't tell versus what they did tell, and then what we have found, is that there seemed to be two different scenarios. One, he told the president he wasn't under investigation. At the same time, he was intentionally trying to investigate an obstruction of justice case, and he in testimony said, oh no, we're not looking at an obstruction of justice case, and now we find out from the Inspector General's report that he was. So it's those kinds of inconsistencies that there may be a good explanation, but I've yet to find one.
Okay, so do we remember the three countries that were involved in possibly cooperation with the intelligence on the setup for Carter Page and Papadopoulos?
Three countries. Is the UK one of them?
UK was one of them. Now, who's the new Prime Minister of the UK?
Bojo? Boris Johnson.
Bojo, right. Boris Johnson, good friends with El Presidente.
True.
And then we have another country that we had an ambassador from that country.
Oh, Australia.
Oh, my gosh. Who's in town today?
The Australian Prime Minister.
There we go. And then we had Miss Fed from Italy.
Oh.
So those are the three countries. And two of those we have recognizable ties that are very different than what we've had in the past, particularly during this time. I wonder if the question is being asked across the table while they're dining and talking and sitting in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind talking to your ambassador and find out, is he working with the FBI, CIA, and was being used as a asset for them?
Yeah, you look into this carefully, you know. Please, and don't make it, this is not your number one priority, of course, Mr. Yeah. Prime Minister.
But if you have a chance, and that always the way you, if you have a chance, go out there and get that for me. I thought that was kind of interesting when we started looking at the way these things are falling down. Okay, Mark Meadows and Dems haven't reached out to the IG at all.
The IG also says Democrats have not reached out to him about potential FISA abuse at that court level.
I know, that's a news alert. Right? That's a news alert, Bill. I mean, can you imagine?
Hang on. Okay. I think the question is, if that is the case, Democrats run the show in the House. So we should not expect a hearing with Horowitz, which leads you to think that it must come from the Senate side. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, one of two ways. It either comes from the Senate side or it comes from the American people who say, we're tired of Democrats holding these partisan hearings. Listen, if they're all about transparency, let's have a few hearings when the Inspector General can come in and give damning information that goes against their narrative. And they're not wanting to do that. They've not even reached out, nor do I anticipate that they will ever reach out, because what they want to do is have hearings for totally political reasons. And it's time that enough is enough. But I have great faith in Senator Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley and some of the others. If we don't have them on the House side, they'll have them on the Senate side. But ultimately, the American people will be the judge.
I like that. Get them on out there. And this is now starting to have an effect in the congressional districts that are there, and you can tell by the silence of a whole bunch of people and the kind of the back room talk among people. People are wanting Nadler to kind of go away, and if Schiff kind of screws this thing up again and hits a foul ball or something bad happens out there, they're going to start turning on him also. And where he is from is very important to the congressional delegation. That's California. That's where we lost the most. So let's continue on with the fact that Meadows is going to talk about Nadler doing a de facto impeachment.
Congressman, I want to go back to that 5 hours of testimony that we heard from Corey Lewandowski, the president's former campaign manager, the top Democrat on that committee, the chairman, Jerry Nadler. He said he called his behavior in that hearing room completely unacceptable, said holding him in contempt is certainly under consideration. What was your response to Corey Lewandowski and how he handled himself in that hearing room?
Well, I think Corey did a marvelous job. Here's the interesting thing is you're pointing out something that Chairman Nadler talked about. But interestingly enough, before he ever heard the testimony, he had that document prepared. He read the document. So it didn't matter what Corey said. He was going to read that document. This is all political theater. It has nothing to do with getting to the truth. But I thought Corey did a good job of showing the hypocrisy of some of my Democrat
colleagues. There was even a piece in the New York Times yesterday, the opinion side of it, suggesting that the hearing was, to borrow a phrase, laughable.
If that's
the case, does it happen again? And if so, who would be the next witness?
Well, it will happen again. I mean, they will go and track down any witness that they can possibly find, including janitors. If they have something negative to say about this president, they're going to bring them in. And what they're going to do is try to intimidate them to have them say negative things about the president. And yet Corey was not willing to do that. He's not going to be intimidated by Jerry Nadler and company. I find that they will continue to do this instead of impeachment to a point where hopefully they believe that it'll make a difference in 2020.
But you know, some of
the
party leaders aren't on board this. So how do they resolve it?
Well, I think how they resolve it is they start to get down to do real oversight, where they're really going after those that have an issue that we need to address and where we can fix it legislatively. You know, most of this is really conjecture. What they'll do is they'll get one particular item and then say, let's make a big deal of this. You know, when when you start trying to be laser focused on the president of the United States and do de facto impeachment, and that's really what this is about, trying to inflict as much damage as they can, the American people are tired of it. Let's go ahead and make sure that we do a transportation bill. Let's make sure that we keep jobs growing the way that they are. Ultimately, there will be a day of reckoning, and that'll be in November of 2020.
Do you know one of the people that was called before this committee that didn't show up on the same day Corey Lewandowski was supposed to be there? Rick Dearborn.
Interesting.
How about that? And folks, for you who do not know, Rick Dearborn was Jeff Sessions' guy, his chief of staff, and was our contact into Jeff Sessions. And he was a great source of information of what was going on the Hill that we would be talking about on the show without crediting him directly or Jeff Sessions. But he had his finger on the pulse of what was happening out there, particularly on some of this campaign. So how is this going to end for the Dems?
Do you see is the future for Democrats and this push for impeachment?
Well, it didn't come out well for them. Obviously, the American people do not support it. It's not just Republicans. It's a vast majority of unaffiliated voters. And the closer we get to election time, the more they will see this as a political stunt. And that's indeed what it is. It's all about trying to tell one group that they're impeaching while going to the moderate areas and the unaffiliated voters and saying, oh, no, we're just doing proper oversight. It doesn't end well with them. The president is able to take his message to the American people, and it's all about what matters to them most. Okay. Is security, border security, jobs, etc.
And let me emphasize again that one reason we don't know a lot about what's going on in congressional, we do not have the nominees yet, and there's several that are in primaries, and it's kind of like Alabama in our U.S. Senate race. You have basically four people that are vying, and who gets that nomination is going to have a lot to do with the outcome. And if you get the right combination of people, particularly in those California, the ones that would be taking over Dana, running for Dana Roybacker's OC that they lost, if you get the right combination in there, you could do some real serious stuff, because you need young, you need within the Trump motif, and then thinking about some of these key issues. Border security is certainly one of them. Budget's another. Healthcare is another. But if you get that kind of right combination, you got it. News Talk 93.1, final segment coming up right after this.
So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling.
The Dan Morris Show.
Sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light. I kept on looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get it right. I couldn't get it right.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, guess what we get to do in 9 minutes?
We get to leave.
We get to leave and let our weekend start and turn this very capable microphones over to the one and only Greg Budell.
And a special shout-out. We haven't done this on the Dan Moore Show. Look at who just walked in. Special shout-out to Rosie.
Rosie!
Who's been helping Greg out in my stead. So.
I know. She's a wonderful lady.
Yes.
And she cleans up everything. She's a germaphobe.
Well, and we're just gross. So, yeah, I mean, we need it.
I felt so insulted when she had to clean up my space over here. It's terrible. Okay. Let's get down to some politics. Peter Ducey is going to be talking about, is on the trail with the Dems in Iowa.
Senator Elizabeth Warren will host a town hall meeting in Iowa City later this evening. Warren has been drawing big crowds and posting bigger poll numbers as she tries to catch frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic presidential race. Tonight, a look at some of the issues the various contenders are using to keep or get voter and donor support. Correspondent Peter Ducey reports tonight from Iowa City.
Bernie Sanders is a progressive and a politician and now a pundit.
Joe will generate very little excitement.
The 78-year-old Sanders believes 76-year-old Joe Biden lacks buzz. But a new Fox News poll finds that among Democratic primary voters, 76% would be satisfied if the winner is Biden or Warren, whose famous selfie line found her at Chicago O'Hare's gate G1B today. Fewer Democrats say they'd be satisfied with Sanders or Kamala Harris, who is now just aiming for a top three finish in the first in the nation caucus state, Iowa, where she plans to spend half of October. And campaign officials tell Fox News the issue they think will help her break through is gun control.
I am prepared to take executive action.
Mayor Pete rounds out the top five in the new Fox poll, and now he's responding to the horrifying discovery of more than 2,200 fetal remains on a South Bend abortionist's property in Illinois. Buttigieg says, like everyone, I find the news out of Illinois extremely disturbing, and I think it's important that that be fully investigated. I also hope it doesn't get caught up in politics at a time when women need access to health care. And for most top-tier Democrats, the marquee issue is health care.
Okay, Peter Ducey's doing a good job. He's real fast. He's right on target, on the point. So now he's going to be talking about the Medicare for All proposals.
We can afford Medicare for All.
Medicare for All.
I believe in Medicare for All.
One problem, the Democrat they'd need to bring Medicare for All to the floor doesn't like it.
Right path is the Affordable Care Act, and that is a path to health care for all Americans.
That's what Joe Biden has been saying for months, but Bernie Sanders argues the ACA is no way to win.
Young people are concerned about racism, they're concerned about climate change, they're concerned about making college affordable. Joe is not talking to those issues.
College-aged caucus goers are about to hear from Elizabeth Warren, who will have an opportunity to test out her plan, her pitch to forgive student debt with an audience of students here at the University of Iowa. You can see there are dozens of people still trickling in to hear her. And it goes to show that for some presidential hopefuls, 2020 goes through the Big Ten.
Peter Ducey is doing a good job. Very fast, very snappy. Dan Perino is going to be asked about Kamala Harris and what happened with her, and she's going to say something that I think her finger is right on the issue.
Maybe her problem is a basic lack of authenticity. When I hear Elizabeth Warren say something, even something I find repugnant, which is often, I get the sense that she kind of means it. Yeah, I do get that sense. With Kamala Harris, when she attacked Biden as a racist, and she really was attacking him, I mean, let's be honest, that's what she was implying. because he didn't support busing, but like nobody supported busing, including most black families. Like that's such a fake pretext to attack the guy on.
You mentioned Andrew Yang, and here's the thing about Andrew Yang. He knows exactly why he's running for president.
Right, that's right.
He can tell you. He can, and he lands solidly on every single issue that he cares about. Right? And you might not agree with the universal based income, but he can explain to you why he thinks it's the right thing to do. He's very well steeped in the problems of American manufacturing. I recently heard Kamala Harris, who switched strategies. Remember, she was looking at South Carolina, not spending too much time in New Hampshire. They fixed that. Then like, oh, wait, I guess we better go to Iowa. And then she's talking a lot about the farmers, and she can't seem to land and pull together a natural group. Now, I do think that she's going to have maybe one last flailing chance, but I don't know if she's going to be able to mount a comeback. It's certainly not one when you have Elizabeth Warren getting the kind of attention that she's getting right now.
Yeah, she's just, and I think she's spot on with this part of it, that she's not authentic.
Right, exactly.
And she just doesn't come across. Do we have enough time to do the other number one, or are we out?
Yes, I believe so.
As someone who's covered politics for almost 30 years, there's something so satisfying about pulling up the confidence and predictions of people who know nothing. And you saw the same thing with Beto. All these people constantly staring at the camera, he's the one. They did it with Kamala Harris. It looks like she's not the one.
Remember, she got out first. And you remember that first crowd she had in San Francisco, and I believe at the time, even President Trump were like, wow, that's a pretty big crowd. But just because you're first doesn't mean you're going to be first in the long run. And so she had that big moment on the debate stage earlier in the summer when she went after Joe Biden on an issue important to the Democratic base. And then for some reason, she took her foot off the gas. And the rest of the summer has sort of been a lost one for her, and I think that's why, even in her own state, as you point out, she's now polling fifth. I think that she is somebody, as a prosecutor, right, she has the ability to take it to either Biden or Warren or somebody, but instead she made a decision at the last debate she would just take it straight to President Trump, as if they were having a general election contest.
Right.
And obviously that is not happening. I think that her funders are probably thinking, we might have to find another horse to back.
She's polling fourth or fifth in California, her home state.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
I think people see through her.
I think the authentic, she's not authentic. Right. And I think that's it. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, buddy.
Great show today.
Guess what you get to do in 35 seconds.
Leave.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM.